Action 101.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number one of the Saturday show. It's live. We're here.
Really?
For the next 3 hours. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the bulletin board system with over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through. Well, over 1,100 people interacting there. It is all free. There's serious issues being discussed, as well as fun stuff. You'll find it all on the bulletin board system for free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed, freestateproject.org. Good stuff there. All right, well, on this show, Manwich, it is a show about your calls, and you can call in about anything. But from time to time, we break format a little bit, and we bring a guest on. Because, well, again, I say from time to time, it doesn't happen very often. You have to be pretty standout individual to be a guest on Free Talk Live, to actually have a time scheduled to come on the show. And, boy, do we have a standout tonight. It's somebody from an organization that I have a lot of respect for. I mean a lot. The Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. You can visit their website at LEAP, like Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP, L-E-A-P, .cc. That is the site. The man in question is a former police officer, retired now, named Jack Cole. He was a detective lieutenant after a 26-year career with the New Jersey State Police. For a dozen of those 26 years, he was on the narcotics squad. Now, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Let's bring him on. Jack Cole, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for the invitation, and thanks for those kind words.
Well, sure. Jack, it's great to have you on the phone with us here. You spent a long time as a narcotics officer, and that's one of the areas we're going to really focus on here is the war on drugs. Because here on Free Talk Live, we're about sick and tired of the war on drugs, and we'd like to see it come to an end. So to have somebody like you on the show with us, I mean, we've had, you know, a cop call in before from time to time just on a random chance and give us some information about the war on drugs and how they feel about it. But you're someone who has lived the life. You have been a drug warrior at one time, and now you've, I guess, changed your ways, and you're actually speaking out against the war on drugs. I think that's really exciting. I think I think what you're doing is excellent at this point. And I wanted to start things out tonight. We are going to take calls in a little bit for you, Jack, but I wanted to start things out by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you did for the New Jersey State Police.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned, I served 26 years there. I retired a detective lieutenant. And 14, actually, years of that, I was with the Narcotic Bureau, about 12 of those years, undercover in narcotics. I worked everything from busting poor young kids on the street for smoking pot up to later, as the war on drugs wore on and everything turned horrible, billion-dollar international heroin and cocaine rings. And I've certainly been there long enough to see the horrors we have created with this war and with all the unintended consequences that's reared its ugly head.
No doubt about it. How did you get into the narcotics division? Is that where you started as an officer, or were you doing something else before that, and then you sort of...
No, I joined the state police in 1964. Never really wanted to be a cop much, but it was the height of the civil rights movement, and things weren't occurring too well for the civil rights movement. And one night I was watching television with my wife and just suddenly felt like I couldn't watch another newscast of police beating men, women, and children for nothing more than wanting their rights as human beings. So I quit a very lucrative job, took a 50% cut in pay, and joined the state police. If people like me got on the inside, we might be able to change those things from the inside, because certainly no one was changing it from the outside.
After 40 years, do you believe that it's still possible to change that from the inside?
Oh, yes, absolutely. But it takes a whole lot more than one person or two people.
Sure.
But yes, that's the way it will change.
So at what point did you end up on the narcotics squad?
Well, 6 years after I went in, I did everything I could to join the narcotics squad, because I really thought that drugs were the scourge of the earth, and they were going to destroy society. See, I'd been brought up in Wichita, Kansas, and out there, we didn't have any illegal drugs. We didn't have any drug problem. At least I didn't think we had a drug problem, but that was because I didn't understand the concept of what drugs are. You see, when I was 14 years old, I was getting falling down drunk with my buddies about once a week, and I smoked two packs of cigarettes every day for 15 years. So I definitely had some drug problems when I was young.
Yeah, but you didn't think they were drug problems.
No, no. I thought the person that might smoke a marijuana cigarette on a Friday night after work or being out of school, they were the ones with the drug problems.
Interesting. So you got into narcotics, and so began the odyssey of your career. And you started out. What did they have you start out doing in the early days?
Well, when I started, we started at the very beginning of the war on drugs. The war on drugs was actually coined and created by Richard Milhouse Nixon in 1968, and it had nothing to do with drugs at that time. It had everything to do with the fact that he was running for the presidency for the second time, and this time he thought it'd be nice if he won. So he realized that if he was a strong person on crime, he could get a lot of votes, but boy, if he could be in charge of a war, you know, that really brings in the votes. So,
yeah.
So, as we all know, it worked. He was elected, and in his first year in office, 1970, he managed to get the U.S. Congress to pass funding bills that would give tremendous amounts of money to any police department willing to hire officers to fight his war on drugs. And to show you how this thing escalated from almost nothing to what we have today very quickly. When I joined the state police, we had a seven-man narcotic unit. We had 1,700 troopers. And 6 years later, we had those same numbers until October 1970 when I went into the unit. And then overnight, we went from a seven-man unit to a 76-person bureau.
Wow.
All in one step, all paid for by the federal government. Not a penny came out of the state or local government. And you got to understand that that kind of thing sets up a lot of expectation. When you enlarge an organization by 11 times its size overnight, and since police are judged mainly for the amount of arrests we make, the
right.
expectation with us was that in the coming year, we would arrest at least 11 times
more as many people
for
wow.
drug offenses than we did the year before.
So then you had to go and dredge them up. You had to go
drag them up. That's exactly right. Dredge them up is exactly what we did. Because, you know, we didn't really have much of a drug problem in 1970 in the United States. And what little problem we had was mainly soft drugs, drugs like marijuana, hashish. Hard drugs like heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine were virtually unheard of, unheard of compared to what they are today in this country.
So you basically started rounding up pot smokers, you know, maybe kids, hippies, that sort of thing?
That's true. We did. What we did is they, after 2 weeks training, they designated one-third of the 76 of us as undercover people. I happened to fall in that one-third, and as I said, that's where I spent most of the next 14 years of my life. We were put out, we hit the streets, and we were supposed to arrest drug dealers, and that was a hard job for one reason. There weren't drug dealers around like there are today.
Right.
Give you an idea how little of a problem this really was. If you look back at the statistics for 1970, you'll find that the likelihood of any individual in the U.S. dying as a result of the drug culture was less than the likelihood of them dying from falling down the steps in their own house.
I believe it. It's probably still less today. Jack, if you can hang on, we've got some more questions for you. 800-259-9231. I want to find out, after 12 years in narcotics, at what point did you realize that you were hurting people and harming their lives? More coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves even on this, the live Saturday night edition. We're actually here with you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and visit the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photograph, and we put them up on our website. It's not a beauty contest, though. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors are participating. And all that's required is that you be a lady and send us a validated photo, which means that in the picture, you're actually proving that you listen to Free Talk Live. So visit the Shrine to learn more at freetalklive.com. We go back to our guest that we have on the line here. It is Jack Cole, from formerly of the New Jersey State Police. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Thank you.
Now, Jack, you were telling us about your early career in law enforcement back in the early 70s. You got into the state police. You wanted to make a difference in the world. You didn't really understand drugs, but you knew they were bad. And you ended up on the narcotics squad because that's where you wanted to be. You started out by busting, basically, you know, potheads, small-time dealers, that sort of thing. And you moved on up into, like, billion-dollar drug cartels, doing serious undercover work. After over a dozen years enforcing the war on drugs, and who knows, I mean, I'm sure you've lost track how many hundreds of people, maybe thousands, that you put in jail over your career. At what point did you realize that you were hurting people instead of helping them?
After about 3 years undercover of actually living in the streets with these folks, I could understand that they weren't the demonic type people that we were led to believe they were. Drug users are just folks like myself who choose to put something in their body that I don't choose to put in my body. But what we're taught is that these are the worst people on the face of the earth, and we are at war with them. And when you treat people like that, when you teach your police officers in a democratic society to go to war, you know, you have to have an enemy, and the enemy becomes the population of the United States. And the reason I say it becomes a population is, for instance, before we started this war, in 1965, according to DEA, there were 4 million people in this country who had used illegal drugs.
Mm-hmm.
By the year 2001, there were 110 million people in this country who've used an illegal drug. So, actually, that's probably the majority of all the adults in this country. So the war isn't a war on drugs. It's truly a war on people.
You're absolutely right.
It's a war on our children, a war on our parents, a war on ourselves.
Now, you know, when you fight a war, it's necessary to sort of demonize the enemy.
Absolutely.
You know, the Japanese in World War II, we told stories about how they eat flesh. We blew up the stories about the kamikaze planes. We'd tell any kind of thing we could to make the demonic yellow man look terrible. Now there are friends and everything, but in Vietnam, same thing. They told all these stories about little kids and hand grenades, blowing up GIs, and it's same thing in Iraq. We make them look bad, and that's what we're doing.
It's necessary to convince the people fighting these wars to do whatever is necessary to win.
Yeah, right. You don't want the cops starting to question their jobs. But you said after only 3 years of being undercover, you started to question it.
Yeah, I certainly did. I saw that first that I was very misguided in what I should have been after. And I sat down and I thought for a long time about what do I really want to accomplish out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided what I wanted to accomplish was I wanted to lessen the rate of drug addiction in this country. And there's a big difference between that and going to war on drugs.
Right. So how did you modify your behavior somehow? Because, I mean, 3 years, there was a whole another, almost another decade that you spent in narcotics.
That's right. That's right. And when I'm asked about that, I'm a little embarrassed to explain why. There's a lot of reasons. Most of them weren't very courageous. There's a lot of reasons that anybody stays in it when they feel it's wrong still. One of the reasons was it was a good job. It was a job where you could work your own hours. You made good money doing it. You were considered by your peers and by the public as something of a hero. It had a lot of things going for it. And also, I think I had my own addiction at the time. My addiction happened to be to the adrenaline rush of working these larger and larger drug deals.
Really?
Where, you get up to dealing with people who are literally controlling billion-dollar organizations, and there's nothing quite like the rush of being able to outthink those people and bring them down.
So it became more of a game, I guess, to you.
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
And it was exciting.
Yep.
And something that you couldn't quite let go of. What was the last straw, Jack? What finally pushed you over the edge and made you decide that enough was enough and you'd had it with the narcotics business?
I just saw things continue to get worse and worse. Things are about 1,000 times worse than they were when we started. Let me sum up what has happened in 36 years of the war on drugs. We've spent over $1 trillion on this war already.
Wow.
And every year we continue it, we will spend another $69 billion to continue it.
Now,
all
what
we
about...
have to show for all that money is that each year we arrest another 1,600,000 people in this country for nonviolent drug offenses.
Outrageous.
We have over 2.2 million people in prisons in the United States today.
Now, what about the confiscations? Does that finance the war? I mean, obviously that goes back into the war on drugs, too. I mean, this $89
billion
that you...
$89 billion
that you mentioned.
And it's $69 billion.
$69 billion that you mentioned is, I mean, that's taxpaying dollars, or is that the total
fund?
Does
that include seizures?
That's the money that we spend as taxpayers.
Okay,
right. So over and above that, there's over and above that, including automobile seizures, the actual seizures of the drugs. There's actually more involved.
Hmm.
Well, there's a the forfeiture laws are bringing in billions and billions of dollars into the law enforcement coffers also. But
right. But
this $69 billion is what we spend to interdict the drugs at our borders and beyond. 19.2 billion of that is federal funds just for that. And then we spend at least twice that much for the 50 states to chase around the drug dealers and drug users that are playing with the 90% of drugs that comes right through that sieve at our border, by the way.
So we have to
track them down, arrest them, and then prosecute them, and those that we can, which is most of them, we end up putting in prison, and then we have to pay for their prison costs.
$50,000 per year per convict.
Actually, $26,000 per year on average across the United States.
Really? We've heard it's higher than that.
No, in my state it's $36,000 in Massachusetts, but the average is $26,000. But just imagine, 26,000 times 2.2 million people.
That's a lot of people. Jack, hang on. We're going to come back to you on the next line of questioning. It's going to deal with corruption, because that is one of the major side effects, one of the major unintended consequences of the war on drugs. I want to know how far, how widespread that you were aware of it, at least when during your career. 800-259-9231, because it is out there and it's everywhere. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protecta's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You're inside hour number one of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Live Saturday night edition. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And we invite you to buy some stuff with Free Talk Live. Well, not with us, but we've got a new partnership with Amazon.com. In fact, if you go to freetalklive.com, you look in the banner column, sixth banner down, you'll see a little Amazon.com search box. Millions of people shop at Amazon already. So if you're already somebody that shops at Amazon, go through our site. Go to freetalklive.com and enter through the Amazon.com search box, and a percentage of all of your purchases will go to Free Talk Live. Pretty sweet. FreeTalkLive.com. Lots of stuff there. Go check it out. All right, back to our guest here, Jack Cole. He is a former law enforcement officer for 26 years of his life. He did the law enforcement business. And over a dozen of those years was spent as a narcotics officer. And he's kind of sharing his experiences with us. And what it was that sort of turned him around from being a narcotics officer to somebody that became totally 100% against the war on drugs. Jack Cole, you are 100% against the war on drugs. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I'm a founding member of LEAP, the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, a group that gives voice to the current and former members of law enforcement that know the war on drugs is a terrible failed policy, but worse, it's a terribly destructive policy. All we've managed to do over generations is destroy literally generations of our young people.
Let's take a moment for, I want to get into corruption, but let's take a moment and talk about LEAP. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP.cc is the website. It's one of those .cc's, not .com. LEAP.cc is the site. There's lots of good stuff on there. What do you guys do to help, I guess, inform the law enforcement community? Do you have like some active programs, speaking? What do you do in LEAP?
Well, we started out with five founding members, all of us former cops, 4 years ago, and today we've got over 5,000 members. We've got 130
wow.
speakers.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. Are all of those 5,000 actual law enforcement related people?
No, they're not.
Okay.
It's about 500 of us now. And
okay.
We have 130 speakers, and to be a speaker, you have to be a member of law enforcement. We have police, judges, prosecutors, prison wardens, DEA and FBI agents,
really?
You name it, we've got it as speakers. They're all calling for an end to drug prohibition. That means one thing. That means legalize drugs. Legalize all drugs. Legalize them not so that people go out and party, but so that we can control and regulate those drugs and keep them out of the hands of our children. Our children who, by the way, for the last 10 years have said it's easier for them to buy illegal drugs than it is to buy beer and cigarettes.
Right. Actually, there was a story in the news just the other day, and we didn't get a chance to report on it, but I'll mention it now. A story about a 10-year-old that brought a bag full of street ecstasy onto his school bus and handed it out as though it was candy. He claimed that he believed that it was candy, which means that he probably picked it up out of his older brother's, you know, dresser drawer or something like that and brought it into school. I mean, how often do you hear stories about somebody coming to school with Motrin 500s and handing them out as candy to people? And this stuff just doesn't happen. Only with illegal drugs do we have terrible stories like that.
Sure.
So, okay, maybe we'll get back to law enforcement against prohibition, but it's a great group. I want to see it grow. I want to help promote it as much as possible because you guys are just doing just amazing work. And if you can, if you are outreaching to existing law enforcement officers, I think it's a very, very valuable thing that you're doing.
Well, let me tell you about that, Ian. We started going to national and international law enforcement conferences 2 years ago. We've been to 14 of them now, and we set up a booth there where we have three or four speakers that stay there for the entire duration of their conference, and we speak to people on a one-on-one basis while we're there. We've spoken to something over 2,400 people this way in the last 2 years, and once we're through talking with them, we write down what their feeling is about our goals.
Mm-hmm.
Did they agree with us? Were they undecided? Or did they disagree? And at first, we couldn't even believe that what we were coming up with, but now we do believe it because we've been to 12 different conferences. We've discovered that after we get done talking with them, only 6% of these people in law enforcement want to continue the war on drugs.
Wow.
14% are undecided, and to me, an astounding 80% of these people agree with us.
That's
crazy.
That
we have to end drug prohibition if we want to do anything about addiction to drugs in the United States, to lower the crime rate in the United States.
I got to say, that is totally stunning, and wow. Are most of the 80%, do you think, sort of the rank and file, do you feel like the 6% are some of the more high-level officials within law enforcement?
No, not at all. However, let me explain to you something about that 80%. Another thing we discovered of those people that did agree with us, before they talked to us, probably I could probably count on both hands the number of people in law enforcement that realized there was another human being out there working in law enforcement that agreed with them. They are so worried about being labeled soft on drugs, soft on crime, that they're very apprehensive about even discussing this stuff.
So they don't even talk about it with one another. They
exactly.
just sort of take it for granted
exactly.
that everybody else in the squad is anti-drug and vehemently anti-drug, when in fact that's not really the case. It's just sort of like a problem of mass silence is essentially what you're saying.
That's what we're finding, yes.
So somehow we have to open up the lines of communication. And I, to some extent, understand where you're coming from. I've done a lot of political outreach myself, just in general for the libertarian movement. And whenever I get a chance, when I run an Operation Politically Homeless booth where we give out a political quiz to people, I always try to flag down the police, the law enforcement officers that come by. Sometimes they don't want to participate because there's some sort of rule, I guess, in some jurisdictions where they're not allowed to express personal opinions while they're on the job. And I feel like that might be a factor as well, where they're just kind of encouraged to not talk about their personal thoughts about these sorts of things just in the first place.
Certainly.
So
we're giving them a voice, and that's one of the most important things we're doing.
I think getting them to the point where they're not afraid to speak out is really going to be a critical factor in this, because at some point the tide has to turn and this has to change and we have to end this war on drugs. And we'll talk more about that in a bit. But let's talk about one of the unintended consequences, one of the most despicable unintended consequences, and that is of corruption. I feel like there's three kinds of police officers out there in the world. And I'm sure you can cross between two of these different three kinds, but I think there's the kind that believes they're fighting the war and it's noble, like kind of you did in the early days of your career. They're a warrior. They're a war on drugs warrior. They think drugs are terrible. Then there's the corrupt cop, the ones that are in the business. For instance, they became a DEA agent specifically so they could get easy access, steal narcotics from people, sell it on the street, sell it to their buddies, that sort of thing, corrupt cops. And third, I think there's the cops that are like you now today that realize that the war on drugs is a mistake and it needs to be ended. When you were in the business, when you were doing narcotics, how often did you see instances of corruption? How widespread was it?
Well, I think it's very widespread, and people don't join police departments as a rule because they want to commit crimes, and they think that, as you said, join to so that you can make money out of this. Here's what happens. People are put in a position where they have to fight this war.
I want you to hold on again, Jack, and tell us the story about how people become corrupt. I think that's what you're going to tell us,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's exactly.
Okay, how a good cop can become a bad cop. I want to hear about all about it. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. You can ask Jack Cole a question, former law enforcement officer, over a dozen years on the narcotics squad. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So right now we are in guest mode, which is unusual for the show, but we have an unusual guest. From an unusual organization, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. You can visit our website, by the way, freetalklive.com, and we will archive this particular guest on our website from here on out. So you'll always be able to access this particular interview at freetalklive.com. It is Jack Cole, former law enforcement officer, a member of the New Jersey State Police for over two decades. Over a dozen of those years were spent in the narcotics division. We're talking about all things war on drugs tonight. Because, Jack Cole, you agree with us on Free Talk Live, and that is the war on drugs needs to come to an end. One of the reasons why it needs to come to an end is because of the unintended consequence of corruption. The fact that the police are supposed to be servants, public servants. They're supposed to be serving and protecting. However, the people that I know, and I've been in the drug culture, Jack, the people that I know don't feel very good about cops. You know, when they get a cop pulling behind them on the road, they don't feel like they're being served. They don't feel like they're being protected. In fact, they feel frightened, scared. They don't like the police. And I think that I think that ending the war on drugs would go a long, long way to returning respect to the job of law enforcement officers. How do you feel about that?
I absolutely agree with you. This, and what we were going to talk about is one of the very
important reasons, this corruption that is literally rampant today. And by the way, this isn't the first time we've been here. You know, we had exactly the same thing happened in the 1920s under alcohol prohibition.
Yep.
Anytime you prohibit a drug, the murder rate and the corruption of public officials just goes out of sight. And as soon as we ended alcohol prohibition that year in 1933, corruption and the murder rate fell down to almost nothing. And they stayed there until 1968. And when Mr. Nixon said we need a war on drugs,
why it is that people haven't drawn those parallels, I just don't understand. And that's one of the reasons why you guys are out there helping people draw those parallels. Now, how does the corruption happen from a good cop entering the force? How does it become bad?
Well, just imagine you're out there fighting this absolute losing war on drugs for more years than you even care to remember. Drugs are cheaper, more potent, and far easier for young people to get now than they were when you started the war. You go out, maybe hit a house to make a seizure, and you're in a room alone, and there sits $250,000 on a bed in front of you, uncounted money.
Yep.
In your back pocket, you got a $3,800 bill from the plumber you didn't know how you were going to pay, and none of it matters anyway. So you take your first taste, and once you do, you're gone.
That's it. Pull somebody over on the road, they got $50,000 going to make a drug deal, you take their money, you let them off, they feel lucky, you got yourself $50,000 and nobody's to the wiser. I mean, it happens over the place.
The temptation is so enormous because there is over $500 billion made every year around the world by selling illegal drugs.
Absolutely.
That's not just enough money to bribe a cop. That's literally enough money to buy a whole country.
Considering the perverse benefits and incentives that it provides law enforcement officers to go corrupt, how do you feel like we'll ever truly win this war on drugs? Because, for instance, you've got states like California and over 11 states total that have passed medical marijuana provisions that are still being raided by the DEA. It doesn't matter to the federal government what the state law says. States' rights mean nothing anymore. So, I mean, it's like it doesn't matter what the people think. It doesn't matter if you go through legal channels and actually pass laws that rescind certain parts of the war on drugs. It's almost like the cops are just in a frenzy to keep drugs illegal because they're benefiting from it.
Well, we will never win a war on drugs. You can't do that. How do you win a war? Drugs have to go away. You have to defeat the drugs.
That's impossible.
There will be a point where there's no marijuana, no heroin, no cocaine, no methamphetamine. That's fantasy land. That's right. That's never going to happen. So a war on drugs doesn't describe what we're dealing with. I have a perfect word that does describe it perfectly, and that is prohibition.
Yes.
You know, when I say prohibition, don't you get an idea in your mind that there's a big black car in Chicago with a machine gun sticking out the window, going down shooting people on the street?
Yep, well, a failed plan.
That's right. That is what prohibition is about. And let me explain to you what happens when you prohibit a drug. The first thing that happens, we run into this a lot when people say to us sometimes, well, you know, I could understand you wanting to legalize marijuana, but heroin? Crack?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. What do you think?
Well, we think we should legalize it all, because say you legalize all but one drug, and you say, well, this drug is just too dangerous to be legal. We say, no, it's too dangerous to be illegal.
Absolutely.
Because when you set a drug and you say this is prohibited, the very first thing that happens is you create an underground market for that drug.
And who runs the underground markets? The violent gangs, the mafia, criminals, dangerous people.
And because this drug is illegal and therefore dangerous to produce or distribute,
you create an artificially inflated value for what is basically worthless weeds.
Yeah,
and
the
that
weeds.
Value is so great.
Well, yeah, look at the cost. I mean, look at the cost of cigarettes. You can go and buy your own, roll your own cigarette stuff for under $10. I mean, weed could be that cheap if it was legal. We definitely understand the consequences of prohibition on this show, and I want to find out, how do you think, real concrete steps, Jack, how can we end it? Really, how can we get this to be over with, this particular prohibition? More coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas. Until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and order your maca today. Maca. Now, you'll know the secret.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, if you like the message we're spreading, we want you to AMP the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. amp.freetalklive.com. We are short on time. We need to get back to our guest, Jack Cole from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. You can visit their website at leap.cc. That's leap. .cc. Now, Jack, we are in the final segment of this particular hour, and I knew we were going to run into this problem. You're just too good of a guest. It's too interesting of a topic. We could go for another hour, but obviously we don't have that time. So what we're going to have to ask you to do at this point is keep your answers as succinct as possible, because we do have a couple calls we want to get to, and I still want to get your answer on what are some concrete things that we could do, if you can answer this in like less than a minute, what are some concrete things that we can do to actually end prohibition, Jack?
First thing is we have to understand that our, what we call the drug problem in the United States is not something that has to do with drug pharmacology. It has everything to do with drug prohibition. Once we understand that, we can remove the profit motive out there. And the way you do that is you legalize drugs. Once you legalize drugs...
How, though? How can we do that?
You pass. You just say, we're not going to say that these are illegal anymore. These are going to be legal commodities. They will be dealt with in a legal manner. All legalization means is that you can regulate and control that commodity. You can't do it when it's illegal. Today, the criminals tell us how much drugs are going to be supplied to our community, what they're going to cost, what age group they're going to sell them to, and where they're going to sell them.
You know, Jack, I wish we had more. I wish we had more
playgrounds. That's where they'll be sold.
Absolutely, and I wish we had more time to actually talk about the implementation of these ideas, especially when you have places trying to do some portions of legalization and the cops actively fighting against the idea. So we've got a long way to go, and I'd love to have you back on to talk more about that at some point in the future, Jack. But we need to get to these calls. Let's talk to Kayleen in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Jack Cole from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Well, hello, you sexy guys.
Got to spit it out. Get out your question, Kayleen.
Hi. Officer Cole, I just wondered why you became, well, obviously you believed in what you believed in against drugs and everything in the beginning, but I could never become a police officer because I would not believe in 90% of the laws that I was enforcing. And I just think it's great that you turned Your thoughts.
Actually, I haven't turned my thoughts that much. I still think that drug abuse is a poor idea. I just don't think that people should go to jail for having a poor idea. And there is a difference between drug abuse and responsible drug use. Responsible drug use can exist.
No doubt about it. Let's go to David in Delaware. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Jack Cole from Law Enforcement.
Yes, hi. Jack, could you tell me, how can we get this done as quickly as possible? Should we contact our state legislature to have them contact D.C.? Because I think if we contact D.C., we'll be lost in the noise.
Thanks, David.
LEAP is trying to bring as many people in as possible. 2 years from now, we want to have 10,000 members of law enforcement as speakers, and we want to have 1 million members who are private citizens who are saying, what you guys are doing is finally the correct way to deal with this.
And you've got 5,000.
Once we do that, we will be able to change these laws.
Excellent, Jack. You've got 5,000 members in only 4 years of being in existence. I think 2 more years to get 10,000, very easily attainable goal. We're definitely going to help you promote your organization here on Free Talk Live as we grow and expand to more radio stations. And I'd love to have you back on, or at least somebody else from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Great guest, Jack Cole.
Judges.
Thank you so much, Jack. We got to run. We really appreciate you being on the show tonight. We will talk to you again. And hour number two is on the way. You want to talk about the war on drugs or whatever's on your mind? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.